Since I got rudely interrupted by a phone call, we're going to try this bow again. And, yeah, I apologize for that. You'll probably hear my iPhone a bit because I was judging where I was in the recording. Sorry about that. We did sidewalk list stuff today. Country walking, otherwise known as. I found out they really don't want you to do mostly any point right-hand side walkless. Well, I can kind of understand because you'd be going with traffic, I think. Anyway, I mean, against it, yeah. The idea is to be hugging the left side of the road, the curb. They have two techniques for hugging the left side of the curb, making sure your dog is hugging the left side of the curb. You can either use a cane or your foot. And since the cane is longer, I found my foot to be a better judge of that area. So, and when you cross, you have to go with them as they round the corner, or what they call indenting. And when it straightens out, you square your heel. What I did was square my heels to the curb. That way I could put my body in the good right position. And I would give them like a right, for example, in place, square my heels to the curb. When it was safe, I'd tell her forward, and I would tell her straight. And most of the time that worked. The time it didn't, our van was parked there, and Jewel's like, why bother going straight when you can diagonal to the van? She's typical anticipatory Shep. So we had to rework it, which was kind of hard because by not allowing her, let's see, how do I put this? By not getting her to go, you know, I tried to get her to go straight, but she wasn't going straight, so we had a situation where to try and avoid pulling her, my body was facing the wrong way, which kind of was my fault, but she was also, you know, pulling me to the left to try and get to the van. It's like, we have to rework this. And I'm being very conscious anymore of where my body is. And, you know, especially when an instructor's around and just watches me get somewhere, which is very embarrassing because sometimes I goof. Anyway, yeah, I hate messing up like this. And somehow it is getting a bit easier to determine how I'm holding the harness handle. And basically allowing my arm to relax enough and just let her do the thing, especially if we have to like sidestep, and because that way I can aim my body straight ahead but have her sidestep and I would go with her. So things like that we had to do that yesterday, and that was a good way for me to realize, hey, maybe that's what she wants me to do instead of going the other way, dumbass. No. Anyway. So we did that. Mostly I did good except for that dumb crossing that I had to rework, but you know, she made the wrong judgment. I made the wrong judgment. We kind of goofed, and yeah, we landed in a. And the idea is so we can, you know, be oriented enough to be able to, for example, decide to turn right and go to the other way if we wanted to, depending on where landmarks were and the like that. So anyway, after all that was done, we all went in our group. We went to Chalet Bakery, where we had, and was it Spring Chalet or something like that? Anyway, I had eclair, had some blueberry coffee, which was sounded good, and it was good. Had some sugar in it. Personally, I think I could use a Coke. I think the other tea was caffeine-free, and that's not cool right now. Anyway, so then I went and conked for a while after lunch. We had let's see, for breakfast I had French toast and ham. Or was it? No, sausage. Sorry, French toast and sausage. For dinner, for lunch, there was a grilled vegetable and cheese and pesto sandwich and tomato salad. For dinner, I had ribs, potato salad, and bean salad. That was good. And let's see, for dessert at lunch, there was strawberry cream pie, although where the strawberries were, it was, I don't know, but it was good. For dinner's dessert, we had a chocolate cream puff, or a chocolate, it felt like a chocolate eclair. So, yeah, this week I was not really good at compromising, but I've not been having any problems, you know, even more active, but I think I'm going to get back on compromising thing that I do. It's just that this week was really a bitch. So I'll get back on track. So after lunch, I conked out, and I had myself set up for 3:55 on a wake-up call, on my iPhone's alarm, and on my big alarm clock thing. Got up, thought maybe I'd missed park time because I was a bit, not paranoid, but I just had a bad feeling that maybe, because everybody was active, everybody was like going, we went around all this, but they were probably going in and out of destinations. And I had, you know, she had to go. I knew she had to go. So instead of doing that, we did not miss park time, by the way. We were right. We did 4:30. We got out just in time because I had our harness on and I was going to be right there in case it was park time. So, yeah. Anyway, folks, we got a jazz concert thingy to go to. And I think I just might go this time. I don't know. So we'll see. I might go to it. Might not. Not sure right now. Still not sure. See how she does with live music. So talk to you all later. And let's hope tomorrow. Tomorrow is completely off. And I know Ashley and you and Art and Mom will be here for a while, and alike. So I got some things to show you guys. I mean, you know, yeah, there's plenty I need to work on, but we did make some good strides, even if it doesn't seem like that to me right now, but I think we did. All right, take care, and we'll see you all later. Turn recording, damn button. Pause recording button.